The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin, the Gemara Menachos and Daf Ayin Amud Beis discusses the halacha that one is not allowed to eat chadash before the Omer. And there's a mitzvah to bring the Minchas Omer, the Karban Omer, on the second day of Pesach, on Tezai Nisan, and therefore one is not allowed to eat chodosh, any grain that grew during the course of the year, until after the Omer is brought. The Gemara says, in addition to the Isser of eating chodosh before the Omer, the Gemara says that there is also an Isser, one is not allowed to cut the grain. Even to cut down the new grain that grew this year, since the last Pesach, one is not allowed to cut the Omer. It's also liktzer, you're not allowed to cut chadosh melefnei ha'omer before the omer is brought. Because this shaila, if it's tali in the ketziras ha'omer, it's tali in the akravas ha'omer. But the halacha is that one is not allowed to cut the omer. We have the iser ketzira of the omer. Iser ketziras chadosh before the omer is brought. Now the question is, what's the halacha b'zman hazeh today? We don't bring a carbon omer. So when it comes to the isser of eating chadosh, so the halacha is that today there's an isser to eat chadosh today, just like there was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was also to eat chadosh until the omer was brought. Bizman hazeh, that there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no minchas ha'omer, there's no carbon. So the Gemara says that there's hayer mizrach matter, and the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara earlier had a discussion: is it become mutter at the beginning of the day? Does it come mutter at the end of the day? But akoponim, there's definitely an iser chadosh, at least in Eretz Yisrael, tefuah that grows in Eretz Yisrael, it has an iser chadosh, and we have to wait till a certain amount of time in order for this iser to go away, in order to become mutter to eat the new grain. The question is, what about this Isser Ketzira? Is there an Isser Ketzira before the Omer Bizman Hazeh or not? What is this Shaila dependent on? So, it would seem that this question, whether there's an Isser Ketzira, there's an Isser to cut the Tvua, the new grain before the Omer, depends on how do we understand this Halacha, that one is not allowed to cut before the Omer. The Torah Zeroim in Maseches Chalot, Mishnayis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he has a question. He clears the Chakira. How do we understand this din? One way we can understand it is that there's an Isser. Torah said, we learn that from a Pasuk, that just like it's Osir to eat before the Omer, it's Osir to cut. There's an Isser. Torah said there's an Isser to cut the grain before the Omer. But there's another way of looking at it. The other way to look at it is, how do we know that it's Osir to cut any grain before the Omer? Because the Torah says that when you bring the carbon Omer, this carbon is brought from the new tefuah, obviously, it's brought from the new grain. The Torah says this should be reishis ketzirchem. It should, the grain that I use for the carbon should be the first grain that was cut. So the Gemara says, since this is reishis ketzirchem, this is the first grain, so then obviously if I go cut other grain that I'm not going to use for the carbon Omer, so then when I go cut the grain for the Omer, it's not going to be the first cutting, it's not going to be reishis ketzirchem. So therefore, it says the Torah Zeroim, another way we could understand this Isser is that it's not really an Isser. It's not a prohibition. The Torah said it's also to cut anything before the Omer. Really, what the Torah said is that there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah min ha-Torah that the first grain that I cut, I should use for the Omer. Now, if I first grain that I cut, I'm going to take home. I'm not going to use it for the Omer. I'm going to cut something else for the Omer. I wasn't mekayim. I did not fulfill this pasuk of Reishis Ketzirchem. What's the difference if I classify this halacha as a din, as a mitzvah, or if I classify it as an iser? Says the Rishash in our Gemara here in Menachos Daf Ayin, that since the Rishash says we don't look at it as an iser, we look at it as a halacha, it's a mitzvah. Since we look at it as a mitzvah, so when there is a carbon omer, when one is going to bring the carbon omer, so then the first thing you do is cut the grain. So then you're supposed to use that grain for the omer. Bizman hazeh, we know that it's most likely the Beis HaMikdash, where there comes the Tezai Nisan, the Beis HaMikdash is not built. So then there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then you're not going to use the first grain for the Karban HaOmer anyways. So since Bezman is there, where we have no Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to use the grain anyways. You're anyways not going to fulfill this mitzvah of Reishis Kitzirchem. And therefore, says the Rishash, that Bezman HaZeh, there is no Isser Kitzira, and one is allowed to cut all the grain he wants. You're not allowed to eat the grain. You're not, at least the chadash, whatever, wherever chadash is also, if chadash is also in Eretzro, if chadash is also in Chutzlar, it's according to some Paiskim, you're not allowed to eat it. You're definitely not allowed to eat the chadash. However, even though one is not allowed to eat the chadash, nevertheless, the Rishash holds, one would be allowed to cut the new grain, because anyways, you're not mekayin the mitzvah of Reishis Kitzirchem. So the Rishash obviously learns that this halacha is a mitzvah, it's not an iser. However, it's not so simple. The Sfasem is actually in our Gemara, brings this suffix, and he's not exactly sure what the halacha is. That means the Sfasem is not sure how to classify this din. Is it an iser or is it a din? If it's a din, if it's a mitzvah, so then it would be mutter bezman hazeh. If it's an iser, then it's quite possibly oser. Even if we assume that it's an iser, even if we assume not like the Rishash. So let's assume that that it's really an Isser. So how do we understand this Isser? The Torah said that it's Osir to cut the grain, it's Osir to cut any new grain that grows until after the Karban Omer is cut, until after you cut the grain for the Karban Omer. So the halacha is that this is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. This happens to be a mitzvah that has to do with something, the actual land of Eretz Yisrael. And we know when it comes to mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz, that there's something that's known as kedushas ha'aretz. When it comes to the mitzvah of trumas u'maisris, these are things that have to do with the grain and other food that grows in the ground. When they grow into the ground, it's a mitzvah that's limited to Eretz Yisrael most of the time. And it's also limited to a period of time where Eretz Yisrael has a certain status of Kedusha. So what would be in a period of time where Eretz Yisrael does not have Kedusha? Were we to say that Eretz Yisrael would not have Kedusha, so then we would say that there, just like there would be no mitzvah of Chumas or Maizers, you wouldn't have any other mitzvahs that have to do with the land, with Eretz Yisrael. So too we would say that this mitzvah, or this iser that you're not allowed to cut before the Omer, would also be dependent upon the Kedusha Saretz. And in fact, the Shagas Aryeh, in the second chelik of Chuvas Chadoshis, in Chodosh and Simen Ches, the Shagas Aryeh actually has a discussion whether the Isser is Noig Bizman Hazeh, if it's also to cut Bizman Hazeh, if it's not also to cut Bizman Hazeh. The bottom line, the Shagas Aryeh concludes that since the Rambam paskins that the Kiddush of Eretz Yisroel is not min ha-Torah Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam Shita is that the Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha was in its full extent, it was min ha-Torah during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, but after the first Beis HaMikdash, even during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam holds that the Kedusha was only midrabban, the Kedusha was not min ha-Torah, and therefore the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh does not exist min ha-Torah, maybe midrabban, but not min ha-Torah. Therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, we cannot say that there is an issur to cut. How could you say there's an issur to cut if the Eretz Yisrael itself has no kedusha? So therefore, the Shagas Aryeh says that there is no issur bizman hazeh. So the Rishash learns that there's no issur bizman hazeh because it's a mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh, although he learns that it's an issur, he also has another reason why it should not be osur bizman hazeh. The Mabushe Yomtiv in his Kuntres Choyves Karka Simin Yud Aleph writes that the truth is it's not so simple by him. This halacha that the Shagas Aryeh says, because we mentioned before that there is a discussion if there's an iser to eat the new grain that grows in Chutzlarts. There's a discussion in the Paiskim, and it's really a discussion in Tanoim, in the Sugyas, and it's Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, whether Chodosh and Chutzlaretz is Osir Bizman Hazeh, or if Chodosh and Chutzlaretz is not Osir Bizman Hazeh. So says the Mabushi Yomtiv, let's say we hold that it's osur to eat the new grain that grows in Chutz Laaretz, even Bizman Hazeh. What do you see from here? You see that the Isser Chodesh is not dependent upon the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't need the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because even Chutz Laaretz is an Isser, so then you can't tell me that when there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz, when Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha, so there's no Isser to cut before the Omer, because you see that there's something called Chodesh. There is a classification of Chodesh even in Chutz Laaretz. So the Mabushi Yom Tov wants to suggest that although it's true that according to those opinions who hold that Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is not the Minat Torah, so therefore it would depend on Kedusha Sa'aretz, and since the Ram holds there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore there wouldn't be any Yisr. However, according to those opinions who hold that Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is Osir Minat Torah, even today, even Mizman Hazeh, so then he says there would be an Yisr, there would be Yisr to cut. And it would seem that he would hold the Isser to cut wouldn't be limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Isser to cut the new grain would even apply even to the Chodesh that grew in Chutz Laaretz. Now, although we see that the Shagis Ari and the Moshe Yom Tov, they say that the determining factor of whether a Chodesh should be Osir or not should be dependent upon Kedusha Sa'aretz. At least the Mabush Yom Tov says, if the Isser Chodesh is dependent upon Kedusha Sa'aretz, it should be dependent upon the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. However, not everyone agrees that this is the determining factor. Because although it's true that the Isser Ktsira, you're cutting something which is growing from the ground, so you could say it's dependent upon something that grows in Eretz Yisrael. However, on the other hand, when the Torah says that it's Osir to cut the chodesh, also to cut the new tefuah, the Torah says also to cut it because the reishis ktsircha. That means it's connected to the fact that you're supposed to cut the new grain for the karbonis. So that should depend upon whether it's possible to bring karbonis b'zman hazeh. Now it's the Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh. His sefer on Hilchos Pesach, it's the Pesach Frank says that since the halacha is that we paskin, although we don't bring karbonis b'zman hazeh, but the Gemara and the Rambam paskin that makrivin avol pisha ein bais, the halacha is that technically speaking, one is allowed to bring karbonis b'zman hazeh, even though the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. Although we said that the Rambam holds Eretz Yisrael does not retain any Kedusha, but the Rambam himself differentiates between Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. Although he says that Eretz Yisrael does not retain any of its Kedusha, however, the Beis HaMikdash does retain its Kedusha, which is why it's also to walk on Har HaBayis Bizman HaZeh. Someone who's not completely tar is not allowed into Har HaBayis. He's not allowed to go because the Kedusha of a Har HaBayis still exists Bizman HaZeh, even if the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not Minat Torah. So therefore, the Kedusha of Har HaBayis exists. It's still, and therefore, you can be Makriv Karbonis. Makriv Nav Bishayin Bayis. And you can be Makriv the Karbonis. And since there is a possibility, it's maybe unlikely, but there's a possibility that somebody might decide to go be Makriv the Karbon Omer Bizman Hazeh, so therefore, there's still an Isser Ktsira. We could say, even if the land itself has no Kedusha, but since there is possible to bring the Karbonis, there'll be an Isser Ktsira. And therefore, the Mikroi Kodesh says, it doesn't depend upon the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it only depends upon the Kedusha of Har HaBayis, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And since it has Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, the Metzi Pesach says that there still will be an Isser De'eraisa not to cut anything before the Omer. And in fact, this is also the opinion of the Mishkan Eis Yaakov. The Mishkan Eis Yaakov in Yerideya Simen Samach Zayin also says that there is an Isser even Bizman Hazeh. Now, some will ask that Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says makriv al pisha in bayis, that one is allowed to be makriv a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, even when in a Har HaBayis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even Bizman HaZeh, nevertheless, Tosfos says that the reason that we can't actually go and do it is Tosfos says that the Beis HaMikdash itself, the actual building, is not necessary to be makriv karbonis. However, Tosfos says there's one thing that you need in order to be makriv karbonis, and that Tosfos says is a mizbech. The mizbech has to be built, and when the mizbech has to be built, it has to be built according to the halacha of the mizbech. It has to be in the proper place, it has to be the proper shape, it has to be built the proper way. Now, Tosfos says we don't have a mizbech today. Technically speaking, you can't be makriv a carbon if you don't have a mizbech. If you don't have a mizbech, so then this makes no difference. Even though I could build a mizbech if I knew I could build a mizbech. If I knew I could build the higher, I could build the entire Beis HaMikdash. However, since I don't have a mizbech, Tosfos says it's not technically possible, and therefore you can't bring karbonis. So how could the Har Tzvi? How could the Mikroi Kodesh write that there's still an Isser to cut the Chodesh Bizman HaZeh? So the answer is that even Tosfos, who holds that you need a mizbech in order to be makriv karbonis, Tosfos only says that you need a mizbech to be makriv animals as karbonis. Tosfos himself says in Zvachim and Daflun Testament Beis, Tosfos says that in order to bring a mincha, the mizbech is not necessary. The mizbech is not necessary at all. And therefore Tosfos says, although technically we cannot bring animals as karbonis mizmanazah, but we could bring minochis. Since we could bring minochis, so it's definitely possible that a person could bring the mincha sa'omer bizman hazeh, and since it's possible a person can bring the mincha sa'omer bizman hazeh, there, even we may, as unlikely as it may be, that would still create an isser, and one would not be allowed to cut any of the chodesh before the omer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.